Hello, I'm James Lilacs, and this is The Diner, on the wireless since 1997, on the World Wide Web since 2005, and now available in handy, but face it, doomed to be anachronistic someday, podcast form. It's Friday, February 10th, 2006. Welcome. According to the chalkboard menu by the door, the special today is the grilled cheese sandwich. No, not the grilled cheese, just it says grilled. If you're ever at a restaurant and some ordinary pedestrian item is preceded by an article, if the hamburger is the hamburger, you're going to pay $3 more for it. But no, it just says grilled cheese, and it's at popular prices, let me assure you. But it's not that goopy, glutinous grilled cheese you're used to, no. This is made with Havarti cheese, which sounds like an adjective. I mean, that's some Havarti cheese, I tell you, or a term perhaps for gastric distress. The cheese gave me the Havarts. Well, whatever you think about it, it's Danish cheese, and apparently this is Danish day here at the diner. I have absolutely no idea why, but there are Danish flags all over the place. Well, there's one, and it's clip to the wheel that the waitress uses to send the orders around to the chef. But it's a nice gesture, and according to the menu here, there's a little card that says that it's half off all Danishes this morning, except they've renamed them First Amendment pastries, which I don't really think is going to catch on, and it's rather inexplicable, too. What do they mean by that? And then, of course, there's the Danish grilled cheese sandwich with extra Havarti. Come by. Stop. Oh, hi, folks. James Lilacs sitting here at the diner at my usual stool at the long boomerang pattern Formica counter. At the diner out on Old Highway 23, about 18 and a half minutes from wherever you happen to be right now. What shall we do today? Well, as ever, when I've really nothing else to fall back on, let's take a look at the jukebox and see what they've added since the last time we were here. Let's see. Dum-da-dum. Three Wally Cox songs? Wally Cox? You remember Wally Cox. You know who he was. Thin, short, light bulb-shaped head, little white guy, black glasses, high voice, of course. On Hollywood Squares, he was kitty-cornered down below, what was his name? Charlie Weaver. That's it. Charlie Weaver with his country hat and his country little glasses on the end of his country nose and his country cornpone humor. How I hated him. But it was years later that I realized that Charlie Weaver was actually Cliff Arquette, who was the father, of all things, of Roseanne Arquette, that woman whose legendary Launched a Thousand Ships beauty inspired the Toto song Roseanne, and who was also in one of Martin Scorsese's underrated films, After Hours, where she was an object of great desire. And she always seemed to me about 30 minutes away from morphing completely into a rodent, but she never quite made the transition, so there was something undeniably hot about her. Probably the figure. Wasn't the little pointy nose. You could split obsidian with that thing. Anyway, Charlie Weaver, her father, was kitty-corner over Wally Cox, who was down below, and gave his Hollywood Squares answers in his high, trademark, reedy little voice. He was famous before I was born, and by the time he hit Hollywood Squares, he was sort of coasting on that fame. He was Mr. Peepers before. That's where America, I think, came to know and love him in the extreme. But apparently, prior to that, he had a career, well, as if I'm reading these little songs in the jukebox correctly, as a stand-up comedian and a singer. Huh. Wally Cox is a singer. Who knew? I'll tell you what. Let's punch it up here. It's F2. And see what Wally Cox could do.
Oh, there's a tavern in the town, and there my true love sits him down, and he drinks his wine as merry as can be, and never, 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 never thinks of me. really, really well, for I must leave thee. Do not let this parting grieve thee, for you know the very, 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 very best of friends must part. Adieu, kind friends, adieu, yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you,
stay with you.
So I shall hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. And may the world go well with thee, well with thee.
He left me for a damsel dark.
Damsel dark.
Each Friday night they used to spark.
Used to spark.
And now my love once true to me, takes that dark damsel on his knee. Fare thee well, for I must leave thee. Do not let the parting grieve thee. And remember that the best of friends must part. Adieu, kind friends, adieu.
Yes, adieu.
I can no longer stay with you.
Stay with you.
I'll hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. And may the world go well with thee.
Oh, dig my grave both wide and deep. Put tombstones at my head and feet. And on my breast carve a turtle dove to signify I died of love.
Fare thee well,
for I must leave thee.
Do not let
this parting grieve thee.
And remember
that the very, 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 very best of friends must part.
Adieu, kind friends, adieu, yes, adieu. I can no longer stay with you,
so I shall hang my heart on a weeping willow tree. And may the world go well with thee. And may the world go well with thee,
Wow. Even with the Havarti cheese wadded up and stuffed in my ears, that was painful. You know, that's just about my least favorite song in the world.
There is a tavern in the town, and there my true love sits him down.
No. Not funny, guys. Diner Chorus sometimes gets a little full of itself. No, that's about my least favorite song, really. I mean, the only reason I would possibly sign on to any sort of religious law which would ban alcohol would be that, well, if you didn't have any taverns, well, then you couldn't have a tavern in the town, could you? And you wouldn't have that song.
There is a tavern in the town.
Knock it off! Well, while that obscenely genial warbling humoresque was playing, I did a little research here on my laptop, and I figured out exactly why there are so many Wally Cox songs at the Diner Jukebox today. It turns out that next week, specifically the 15th of February, is the anniversary of Wally Cox's death. He died, a young man, in 1973 of a heart attack. And he wasn't just known for his Mr. Peepers character or his song stylings. He was also a stand-up comedian and recorded a spoken album in 1957. Apparently there's a little excerpt of it here on the jukebox, and this is a bit in which he details the misadventures of a crazy guy named Dufo.
We used to have friend Dufo. What a crazy guy. Always makes us laugh. We used to play roof tag. Everybody has to run over the roofs. And everybody has to run under the wire for radio or something, I don't know. So anyway, everybody runs under the wire but Dufo. Gets him right in the neck. What a crazy guy. You know what a guy can't do?
Only playing.
Only playing.
No,
he's 21, he's getting real scared. So I said on Dufo, hey, pull him out. You know, he's drowning, he's turning blue, everything. So he keeps pushing him in again. What a crazy guy. We used to play backyard race. Everybody has to run across the backyard and climb over the fence and run across the backyard and climb over the fence and like that. And whoever gets sitting in first wins. So there's one backyard. Every time we run across, a lady comes out and throws things at us. You know, water, pans, bottles, everything. And her husband gets really mad. He puts up a board with nails in it. So every time we climb over the fence, we have to jump over the nails. So one time he's out climbing over the fence. Everybody jumps over the nails but Dufo. 16 stitches. What a crazy guy. We used to take different cars and drive it around. We didn't keep them or anything. You know, some guy sell them. We didn't sell them or anything. We used to park in front of the police station when we used to shoot him. Well, we seen his car. It was a 39 Packard, and the keys is in it, so we was driving around. So I said, let's go over to Dufo's house. So we went over there and left it on the front and went inside. And I said, hey, Dufo, there's my car right there. How do you like it? So he says, that ain't your car. You know, he's real dumb. So I told him, sure, here's the keys. I said, go ahead, take your girl for a ride. So he gets in it. He just gets around the corner and the cops pick him up. He's on 2 years probation. Well, I'll see you around, huh?
Okay, well, he couldn't sing, and his comedy bits were sort of lame, but none of that has diminished my affection for Wally Cox. One jot. Not one iota. And besides, that's not that bad a bit. It builds nicely. I imagine that in the clubs, it was probably about 20 minutes long, and every time that he would unleash the catchphrase, what a crazy guy, the audience would be spurred on to greater cumulative heights of hilarity. Also, it didn't help that they were probably loaded. Let's see, the only other thing that we have here from Mr. Cox, well, of course, he provided the vocals for Underdog. Underdog. But, you know what? I don't want to play it. I don't want to ruin it. Frankly, I regard Underdog as a... Well, it's something you only play when you really need it. When you need the bolt of lightning, clap of thunder, or whatever. And frankly, right now, looking around the diner, everything's fine. Everyone's having their grilled cheese sandwiches. I don't see any need to have one of America's favorite crudely drawn superhero dogs. Huh. This is odd. There's a fellow gesturing rather animatedly at the cash register operator. He's pointing to the chalkboard by the door of the menu, and then he's holding up both of his hands and then one finger. And then both hands and then one finger. And he's very angry about something. Oh, I get it. Okay. Both hands would be 10 plus 1, which would be 11. So he... Oh, I got it. Huh. Oh, he wants 11 of the grilled cheese sandwiches. Well, good for him. I hope... And she looks like she's... Yes, she's ringing up his order now. Well, that's good. It's a quality sandwich, and I certainly hope the gentleman enjoys them. Although, frankly, he doesn't really look to be much in the mood to enjoy anything, frankly. Oh, well. Well, while the gentleman waits for his 11 Danish Havarti grilled cheese sandwiches to be prepared, what should we do? Let's engage in another installment of Soundtrack Similarities. The other day I was listening to the Battlestar Galactica soundtrack, the new one, which is pretty good. I like it. It's haunting. Gives you that end-of-the-world feeling. But it made me wonder what the original sounded like. I wiped it from my memory pretty much. So I went back and found that, and sure enough, it's what it is. It's not bad, frankly. But while researching it, and by researching, of course, I mean typing a few words into Google and hitting the I Feel Lucky button, I found that John Williams, apparently, wanted to show up at the recording, the apocryphal story perhaps, who knows, wanted to show up at the recording of the soundtrack for Battlestar Galactica because he was, well, not worried, but suspicious perhaps, that the themes of this sort of Star Wars-like show would bear an uncanny resemblance to, what am I, to Paul Harvey here, would bear an uncanny resemblance to the themes for Star Wars. And, of course, they didn't. The music that the gentleman wrote for Battlestar Galactica was unique in its own right. But here's what I find interesting. First, let's acquaint ourselves with exactly what the original, the old-school Battlestar Galactica soundtrack sounded like. With, of course, Lorne Greene as your OG Adama. Oh, God, kill me. And now the prologue from JFK by John Williams. They're completely different, but I just have the feeling that if the theme from JFK had been the theme from Star Wars, and then the theme from Battlestar Galactica had come afterwards, that everybody would be looking at the guy who did BSG and saying, "You ripped off the master." I'm not really all that crazy about Battlestar Galactica anyway. The premise, ooh, the Cylons, the scary Cylons. Can't deal with them, can't make peace with them. I'm sorry, any civilization... You can find some common cause. You can get along. You can look for the common... You know, I just noticed something here. The fellow next to me ordered one of the Danish Havarti grilled cheese sandwiches, and I hadn't noticed this before, but apparently on one side they have... Well, you know those little things you can buy that imprint and burn pictures into toast? They have them with the face of Hello Kitty. They have them with Mickey Mouse. I've seen them at Target. Well, apparently, they have burned into these Danish Havarti grilled cheese sandwiches the controversial cartoons that ran in a newspaper. I don't know if you heard about that. Huh. Wait a minute, you think that guy who was here ordering the ones did, how many? He ordered 11 to take out, right? He ordered 11 to take away, and there were 11 cartoons. Oh, for heaven's sakes, this is ridiculous. I'm sitting here worrying that the grilled cheese sandwich at the diner in Minnesota is somehow going to offend and lead to trouble. Oh, man, I tell you, I'm getting away from myself. I'm taking things way too seriously. Just sort of wish he would turn that sandwich over. I mean, I don't want to start any trouble. Maybe if I just sort of turned it over myself. No, what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm turning over another man's sandwich because I fear that somehow it's going to have a deleterious consequence and we're going to be beset by howling mobs throwing fire and stone. Nonsense. Get a hold of yourself. All right, what shall we do next then? I know, let's just play a diner jukebox song at random.
Let me tell you about Ahab, the Arab.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, let's not and say we didn't, all right? All right, let's try something different. Man, a lot of cars in the parking lot all of a sudden. Oh, well, people love that grilled cheese. Again, a random shot.
A bronco buster, a cow-punching gay boy. Shoots from the hip, cracks the bolo whip. Quick on the trigger, Brandon iron grip. Why couldn't I villain coup? Like that gaucho buckaroo. I'm a horse-toed wrangler. I'm a horse-toed wrangler. I don't know what to do. I lost my girl to an Argentina cowboy. Out on the pampas, she's an all-around playboy. Tennessee singer, a tango dancer. Lariat slinger, a great romancer. Why couldn't I woo and woo like that gaucho buckaroo. I'm a honcho wrangler, I don't know what to do. Now that I lost her, I'll never find her. She's gone away on an ocean liner. I'm a honcho wrangler, I'm mowed and be hanged. I got the rest from the bunkhouse gang. I lost my girl to an Argentina cowboy. Dark and handsome, cavalier plowboy. But I'll take a chance with a new romance. Learn to crack a whip, sling, sing and dance. Learn to bill and cue like that Argentina buckaroo. I lost my girl to an Argentina
I understand exactly. No, I understand. Yes, but yes, but I think the diner made a mistake. I do. No, I think they made a mistake. Really, I mean, I can't speak for the place. It's not mine. I just come here, but I honestly think they made a mistake because there are 12 cartoons. There's not 11. There's 12 of them. All right. Here's the one they didn't put on the toast. And I understand that reaction, and I respect it too. But more than that, I respect the fact that all you guys have come here today to show solidarity and to help us out here. Because nothing warms my heart after the conversation we've just had for the few minutes is to realize that you all know that we have a common enemy. And our enemy is not each other. Our enemy are the men who would burn down a diner because of the insufficiently respectful cheese sandwiches. Am I right? I'm right. Now, luckily, of course, no one's come to burn down the diner. And I don't think what are you pointing at? Oh, man. Oh, no. No, I'll not stand for this. I'll not. The day may come when free men quail in the face of those who would hate our cheese. But not today! Men of the diner, join me! What's that you say? We are outnumbered? The cause is lost? No, we have an ally. An ally more powerful than all their rocks and all their books and all their flames and all their oaths. Men of the diner, we have a friend.
There's no need to fear. Underdog is here.
In this world here, to break the laws that they should be, and frighten all who see or hear, the cry goes up both far and near for underdog,
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 underdog.
Speed of lightning, roar of thunder, driving all who love or plunder,
have prevailed, men. We have them on the run. Press the advantage.
There. Well, nothing like a little battle to get one stirred, if the cause be just and noble. Man, I'm hungry. Oh, I'll have a croissant, please, if you don't mind. What? Oh, don't tell. All right, we'll talk about that later. Well, that about does it for this installment of The Diner, folks. I'd like to thank you for coming by, and we'll get the glass cleaned up by next Friday, I promise. In any case, I'm James Lilacs, and this has been The Diner for Friday, February 10th, 2006. We'll see you next week.
Stitches. What a crazy guy.